Okay.
We're going to sing one more song for you, and if you catch on to the chorus, go ahead and sing along. And it's about the people who do speculate and buy houses and put people out of their homes. And it's called Yuppie Yuppie Stole My Pad.
And after the song, we'll start the march.
And there'll be a march immediately after.
Are you ready to sing with us?
Yeah.
I was living in a pad so fine, 14 years, it was mine. Second neighbor came along one day, he said, son, you gotta move away. Yuppie, yuppie, stole my pad. Yuppie, yuppie, bad, bad, bad. Yuppie, yuppie, stole my pad. Yuppie, yuppie, bad, 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 oh yuppie. Bad, oh yuppie. I said, landlord, I ain't going, not until the sheriff's showing. Even then, I'm going to stand my ground until the law, it comes around. Yuppie, yuppie, stole my pad. Yuppie, yuppie, bad, bad, bad. Yuppie, yuppie, stole my pad. Yuppie, yuppie, bad, 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 bad. Oh, yuppie.
Oh, yeah.
Bad,
oh,
yuppie.
Yuppie, yuppie, yuppie.
Real estate is a fact of land. You really got to understand. Doesn't matter what you think. Let them steal it. We're gonna sink now. Yuppie, yuppie, stole my pad.
Yuppie, yuppie, bad, bad, bad.
Yuppie, yuppie, stole my pad.
Yuppie, yuppie, bad, bad, bad. Oh, yuppie. Bad, oh, yuppie.
My place to an upscale dude, full of himself and oh so rude. I fought so hard, but I couldn't win. Greed is our national sin. Yuppie, yuppie, stole my pad.
Yuppie, yuppie, bad, bad, bad.
Yuppie, yuppie, stole my pad.
Yuppie, yuppie, bad, bad, bad. Oh,
yuppie.
Bad, old yuppie.
Wait and see. The made a land for you and me. For folks like us, we're gonna rise. Better heed the call if you're wild now. Yuppie, yuppie, stole my pad.
Yuppie, yuppie, bad, bad, bad.
Yuppie, yuppie, stole my pad.
Yuppie, yuppie, bad, bad, bad. Oh, yuppie. Bad old yuppie.
Bad old yuppie. Yup, yup, yuppie. Fucking yuppie.
Bad, bad yuppie.
Liberation Radio?
That's cool.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
What's going on here today?
It's a protest
against I guess people, the Homes Are Jails people are taking over this house. Like, they're sitting in the house and letting homeless people stay in it.
Yeah, so that they don't have to stay, like, in the streets all the time. And, yeah.
What do you think about homelessness?
I think it's really sad.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad.
It's so terrible.
Do you think this is a good thing to do to help fight that?
Yeah. They like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
Cool.
Yeah. And, yeah, and we know now that it will make me feel better that we know that more people, at least one more person, will have a home to sleep in tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it feels really good to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think causes homelessness?
Well, people getting evicted.
Infecting people, because, like, it's like they, like, evict people, and then they have nowhere else to go. So then they're just out on the street.
Trying to find a place and work.
That's not good.
Yeah.
And people die, and that's not good.
Shiva.
But some people die if they're homeless, because they don't have food, and that's not good.
And they're not sheltered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need, like, shelter. So it's good because then they're getting shelter today, so that's good.
Yeah, and they don't have to sleep in the cold.
Yeah.
Especially because it's kind of drizzly over here right now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cold.
It's really
and
cold.
It's not that cold.
It's not that cold, but it's cold.
Yeah.
What do you think people can do in the future to help stop homelessness?
Well, like, if they, like, like, not evict people that much, because that's not, like, nice.
I'm not sure if it's... Try to make
help,
things
like, if
fair
you see a homeless
and
person
like,
on the street, like, try to help them be nice to them and stuff. Because, like, most people, if they see, like, homeless people, they just, like, be rude to them and ignore them and stuff. And that just makes it worse, like, worse for them. So that's not good.
Yeah, and I know what else to say, but, just try, be nice to everyone.
Yeah.
And it makes them feel better.
Yeah.
Even if they're, like, homeless and they have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
It just makes somebody's day. Just be nice and give them, like, a dollar. And and for people who can afford
like
it, at least.
Even, like, 50 cents, that's not that much for us to give, but it's a whole lot for them to take because, like, most people don't give them, like, any money and stuff. They just, like, ignore them, and that's not
nice.
That's rude.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Do you all have anything else you'd like to say for the radio?
Hi!
Hi. Homes Are Jails. I know.
Hi.
You're not going to put this... Is this on the air? No.
Okay.
I'm a counselor at the Tenants Union, and I would say, depending on the day, between 40 and 75% of what I see as a counselor is people worried about their building being sold and the prospect of being Ellis'd, so that, you know, the landlord can sell the building without any of those annoying tenants inside of it. And I also personally know any number of people who have been Ellis'd. In some cases, the buildings aren't even being used years later. So that's why I'm here, to take a stance against this sort of wasteful and greedy real estate speculation and what it leads to.
What do you think people can do from today and tomorrow to help fight homelessness?
From today and tomorrow? Well, people can certainly contact state senators such as Yee and Ma and urge them to support SB 454, which will result in significant reforms to the Ellis Act. And also write letters to the editor. And volunteer with local tenants unionizations.
What do you think about the action here today?
What do I think about it?
Yeah,
it's
taking
a little bit disorganized, but you know, it's a good turnout, and I'm gonna participate.
Awesome.
San Francisco. He bought the building 2.5 months before he decided to evict all of the tenants. So he owned it for like 80 days and kicked out 15 people, including at least 2 seniors, and the building sat empty since then. For almost 5 years it sat empty. So we're here asking that the city use its legal powers to take over this building and turn it into affordable housing. Take it by eminent domain. The city could condemn it as a nuisance. they can return the tenants and make the other units, this building and the one next to it, available for affordable housing. And we want to negotiate with the city to make that happen, and we're going to stay here until we make that happen. Our slogan is, if the landlords are going to take our housing, we're going to take it back. And if they're not going to use it, we're really going to take it back.
Todos saben por qué estamos aquí, listolear este edificio. Este edificio es alojaron a personas de 5 años por el acto Ellis, incluyendo una señora de 85 años y su hija de 60 y algo años. El dueño fue dueño del lugar menos de 2 meses antes de desalojar a la gente. Él tiene más de 2 tareas de propiedades en esta ciudad y sacó a esas personas para tenerlo vacío. ¿Qué piensan acerca de eso?
¡Es injusto!
Lo que queremos es que la ciudad tome la propiedad y que la use para vivienda accesible. ¿Cuántos de aquí están de acuerdo? Queremos que lo use para vivienda para familias que necesitan vivienda. Queremos que tomen la propiedad porque es un crimen que este señor lo tenga vacío. ¿Qué piensan?
There was a guy by the name of John Gayweiler.
John Gayweiler. Where does he live? Let's go to his house.
He has a couple of homes. One in San Francisco, one in Carnelian Bay, some other places. He's got more homes for himself than most people have in their lifetime. You got it.
What happened to the tenants?
They were evicted and we can't find them. One was 89 years old. That's 5 years ago. So. Another sad story in San Francisco. There are. There's a number, many Ellis evictions are turned into condos, but some others, they just sit empty, waiting for the real estate values to go up. They're sitting speculatively empty. There's actually one around the corner on Harrison as well.
I believe that they were half-sized. Estamos pidiendo vivienda para todas las familias, porque es un crimen que dueños de estos edificios saquen a la gente y no respeten la acta Ellis. Es muy importante que tengamos esta ley, que respeten los dueños la ley, porque hay niños que salen a las calles por falta de una vivienda. Tenemos mucha gente en las calles durmiendo en parques, en lugares en la calle, porque no hay vivienda por estos crímenes que hacen estos dueños de estos apartamentos. Entonces estamos aquí sabiendo que es sábado de gloria por el Easter Day, pero no nos importa, porque estamos aquí para apoyar, para que estas viviendas no estén solas, porque es un crimen el que estén solas las viviendas, teniendo tantos niños durmiendo en la calle y tantas familias. Mi nombre es Guillermina Castellanos y trabajo en Vivienda San Pedro. San Pedro's Housing. I work here.
La ciudad de nada. Hasta la Georgia. California. Georgia, California.
Say something for the radio?
Yes.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that, you know, the prices for housing in San Francisco are outrageous, and people shouldn't have to pay that much for a place to live. And that, you know, a lot of people who are long-term tenants are being pressured to move because their places are under rent control, so landlords are pushing them to move so they can re-rent them at higher rates or sell them as condos. And they're letting the places run down and not take good care of them. And then saying they have to get the people to move so they can fix them up.
What do you think people can do today and tomorrow to change the way housing is distributed among people today?
Well, I don't know, but I think maybe we have to change the laws. Maybe we have to investigate some of these real estate companies to see if they're doing something to fix the prices, some kind of antitrust violation, if they're doing something to artificially limit the supply and raise the prices.
What do you think about the action here today that's reclaiming this building here?
Oh, I think it's great. I'm all for it. And I think it's great that they're dramatizing the fact that there's vacant housing when people, you know, are having to pay such high price for housing or having trouble of being able to afford housing. That housing is being kept vacant for years and years after people are evicted. That's an outrage.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I think that everybody, especially everyone who works or even people who are disabled and can't work because they're disabled, should have a right to have the basic necessities of life like housing and food and to be able to raise two children. And you shouldn't have to pay such outrageous prices. It shouldn't be a luxury to have a place to live.
Thank you. All right.
Oh, yes, I met a CBS Evening News, John Blackstone's, as part of the 12 galaxy populations in the White House with a perverted treason, attempts on murder cases against unruly 1,000 galaxies, and now the FBI and the San Francisco Police Intelligence involved with false arrests, discrimination, negligence, and with some evictions that were unfair. So I met my roommates. She's from the Matt Gonzalez campaign office, and the Bristol Farms protested, and probably the Oakland police is involved with attempts of eviction notices and for some unfair evictions for false arrests, and try to deprive my roommates, myself, of having those roommates, and what a scandal to stealing my sex life, depriving myself from a regular marriage or dates, and you know, just the former presidents have about 1,000 wives each, having orgies top secret, and try to blame Gavin Newsom at that time for having sex with a staff person's wife, but actually he did not do nothing wrong there, but the White House have victimized him at that time. So I'm trying to get the impeachments about 2009, and I was not paid as a movie star and a TV star, too.
Awesome. Thank you. All right.
Ellis action needs to be repelled. Housing is a human right. It doesn't matter what class or state you are in, everyone deserves a house.
So what motivated you personally to come out here today?
The root cause of homelessness is no home. There's a lack of affordable, low-income housing available for families and individuals. And Homes Not Jails wants to prove that there's housing available. It needs to be released. That's the Ellis Act. The Ellis Act needs to be repelled.
Well, what do you think about the international movement to reclaim housing?
Housing is a human right. Everybody deserves a home.
How does this action fit in with that?
There's a vacant home available for 3 years plus. Two tenants were evicted off the Ellis Act. Unconstitutional, violation of civil rights. The Ellis Act needs to be repelled.
But what do you think about, like,
the government's not going to do it, the Homes Not Jails will.
All right.